the day, 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 day. Yeah.
This week's Fact of the Day theme is things turning 50 in 2024. This was your suggestion.
What was that?
Pat on the back.
You're welcome.
Take yourself.
You are welcome, Vaughn.
Things turning 50 this year. Some things I hope you'll be like, I thought that was newer. Or some things you're like, is that only 50 years old? And some things, like today's, you'll probably be like, that sounds about right.
Okay.
Invented in 1974, celebrating its 50th birthday this year, the Rubik's Cube.
Oh, okay.
Invented by Hungarian puzzle lover Erno Rubik.
Hence the name.
It's his cube.
Yeah. The Hendrix cube would have been better.
Hendrix.
What's it, what did you say his first name was?
Erno.
Oh, Erno. Oh, no, the Erno cube.
Erno cube.
Erno cube.
It's, I think it's too similar to Uno.
Yeah.
People would have forgot to say Uno before they clicked the last button into place and the thing would have reset itself.
You would have lost, yeah.
And you would have lost. Initially called the Magic Cube. And then the marketing people that purchased it and started selling it said it's to teach children about three-dimensional objects. He's like, no, it's not. It's a puzzle. It was invented to be a puzzle. It was all it was ever invented to be. When he invented it, he was immediately, like, addicted to the Rubik's Cube.
Right.
He said he doesn't like when people look up how to solve it rather than figuring out how to solve it himself. But
I think you're about to say he doesn't like when people take off the stickers and re-put them back on.
Yeah, that's another way to do
it. Which is what I'd love to do.
Prizes and awards for the Rubik's Cube. In 1978, it won the Budapest International Trade Fair Prize of the fair. Toy of the Year in Germany, the United Kingdom, USA and France in 1980. Toy of the Year in Finland, Sweden, and Italy the following year. It's won Toy of the Year pretty much around the world and continues to win awards throughout.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, it was the Rubik's Cube that got him a honorary citizen of Budapest, which is pretty much the key to the city. He's lived there his whole life.
Right.
He was born in World War II. His father worked in a factory that was, he was a plane designer. He designed war planes.
So it's because have you ever seen one like come apart? They're really full on inside.
Oh yeah, insane.
Like because they obviously have to turn, but then also turn the other way. How did he like figure that out?
He did. He was just a puzzler. He just and his father was an engineer, and he just said he kind of learnt a lot of things about movement and machinery and machining parts.
I hate them. I don't think I've ever finished one.
Indy's got a friend that can do them real quick. I think a record was like 45 seconds. From start to end. The world's most expensive Rubik's Cube was designed in 1995, created by Fred Kulia and the Diamond Cutters International. It was worth $2.5 million because it had diamonds on every side.
Oh, wow.
Different
colours, though? Different
coloured diamonds.
Oh, wow,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, different coloured diamonds and jewels.
Yeah.
They're not all diamonds. And the first ever, like, guide to how to solve one was printed in a book and was released by a 13-year-old. In 1981, a 13-year-old called Patrick worked out how to do it.
Yeah.
Went to a book company and said, I've worked out how to do it. I can write put it in this in a simple book form. Did so, but sold 1.5 million copies, obviously before the internet because you can just look it up on YouTube.
Yeah.
So today's fact of the day is, and the theme this week will be things turning 50 in 2024, is the Rubik's Cube is now 50 years old.